Friday the 4th of September, Tesvov Elul, Dan Yom Tov Sangha. Who gets the Aliyah? A dilemma for the Gabbai.
Today is Tesvov Elul. Shloishim Yom Lifnei Achag, Dorshim Bilchas Achag. We're also 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So, a shaila which occurred Chol HaMoed Pesach 6 months ago, it's not necessarily davke halach in Hilchas Chag, but it happened Chol HaMoed Pesach, and usually can happen on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, as well as a shaila which has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Ma'ase Shehoyo, Chol HaMoed, the Gabbai sold all the aliyahs in Shul, 4 aliyahs, to whoever wanted to buy the aliyahs. There was no coin in Shul, no, so therefore he sold. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, 4 people bought the aliyahs. We're talking now in a place where there are a few Bati Midrashim, not like here, where you have one Beis HaMedrash. This place has a few Bati Midrashim, and in one Beis HaMedrash, or 2 Bati Midrashim, they have an Aron HaKodesh, but in another one they don't. This minyan, this particular minyan, started davening shachris in one Beis HaMedrash. They finished Hallel, and then they moved over to the Beis HaMedrash where they have an Aron HaKodesh. They sold the aliyahs. There was no kohen there. The person who bought the aliyah was Oyla for the first aliyah. And suddenly a kohen walked in. I'm a kohen. Where have you been? Where? I was in the minyan. I just now finished Menasseh. That you walked out to somebody else, somewhere else. I was part of the minyan. I'm Chiv Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not somebody who's come from anywhere. I'm part of the minyan. I'm a Koyan. And it's couldn't be the first aliyah. So the Gabbai didn't know what to do. He had a few speakers. First of all, the aliyah has already been bought. It belongs to somebody else. Maybe it's a Mekach Toras. If we say it's a Mekach Toras, it's not just a problem of the Koyan. Because there's a Levi in the Kehillah. In the Tzibur there's a Levi. If the Kohen gets the Aliyah, then the Levi also gets an Aliyah, which means the first 2 Aliyahs which were sold, the people who bought it can't be Oyla. And even further, if the first 2 people, let's give them names, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, 4 people bought Aliyahs. If Reuven is not going to be Oyla Bimkoim Kohen, and Shimon is not going to be Oyla Bimkoim Levi, then you've got a Levi and Yehuda, who bought the 3rd and 4th aliyah. So they say, well, we are going to be Oyla, the 3rd and 4th aliyah. Says Reuven and Shimon, we bought the first 2 available aliyahs. And the first 2 available aliyahs are Shlishi and Ravi, because the Kohen walked in now. And therefore, we are entitled to the first 2 available aliyahs, Shlishi and Ravi. Said Levi and Yehuda, you're entitled to those 2 aliyahs. We bought the Shlishi and Ravi. How can you take it away from us? So the first question is whether the Kohen has the right after the aliyah was sold, the Heter Gomu, there was no Kohen there, B'Shas Maisa, has the Kohen a right to go and push away the Levi, the Reuven, and to say you can't have an aliyah? That's the first shaila. Le Maisa, the halacha is what happens when no aliyah was sold. No aliyah was sold. Efshar al bimakdim, what happened? The lamed zchus al klalisor. What happened was that the person, Reuven, who bought the first aliyah, who bought the aliyah of Kohen, saw a Kohen walked in, he made the cheshbon. If I'm oyle la Torah, what mitzvah am I going to be mekayim? I'm going to be mekayim mitzvah de rabbonon of Birkas HaTorah, even though many shittas hold Birkas HaTorah as the raisa. But once I made Birkas HaTorah in the morning, the brochets which I make be'aliyah le'Torah in Beis HaKnesses is only lekvoid atzibur, it's only with the rabbonon. So at the most I will be mekayim a mitzvah de rabbonon. Whereas if I now give my aliyah to the kohen, I'm going to be mekayim mitzvah de raisa v'kidashton. Slentzach the geschäft. I'm going to only gain by it that I'm going to be able to give my aliyah to a kohen. That was the shaila. That's the ma'isa what he did. He gave over the aliyah to the kohen, so he should be able to be mekayim mitzvah of the kiddushin. The only shayla is here, is he mechuyev to do such a thing? If he's not mechuyev, it could be he's not allowed to do such a thing. And I'll explain. What's the halacha if I have a mitzvah? I've got a chiyuv to give this mitzvah away to my Rebbe, to my father, where I will not be mekayem a mitzvah and he will be mekayem a mitzvah. The kiddushto, the gemara in kiddushin daf nun tes, but the gittin daf nun tes, is Rashi says the mefurash, the whole reason is after you have two things which you can divide, you have to give preference first thing to the kohen. But to go and say only him and not me, we don't find like that. In Shuvas Chalkes Yaakov says, there are places where you only have one person saying Kaddish at a time. Not everybody says Kaddish together. What happens? There's an Ovel, Lo Aleinu, who's a Kohen. And there's an Ovel, Lo Aleinu, who's a Yisrael. Does the Yisrael, als mitzvahs v'kiddashto, have to give away his chus to say Kaddish, to give it to the Kohen? He says, my mitzvah, I don't have to give it to somebody else. If there's an opportunity that two people should have, you have aliyahs, okay. So the Kohen has the first aliyah, v'kiddashto. But to go and say, where I have the mitzvah to give it away, I'm not mechuyev. What's this negiah to us? If we say that the Reuven who bought the first aliyah, he me'ikir adin, it's his. If we say it's not a mitzvah, a chiyuv of the kiddashto, he has to give it to the Kohen. He wants to. Who says he's allowed to? Why shouldn't a person be allowed to do such a thing? So he says, Anochanama, my cheshven is, I want to be mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa v'kiddashtoi, and I'm gaining that, I've lost out on the rabbon of Birchas HaTorah, but I'm mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa v'kiddashtoi. But you're losing out. Who says you're allowed to do such a thing? Why? Because if you, Reuven, give your aliyah to the Kohen, who's going to be oiler the second aliyah? A Levi. Shimon, who bought the second aliyah, is going to lose out. Who says you're allowed to be machmir, to give your aliyah to the Kohen, to mekayem v'kiddashtoi, when it's on the cheshbon, that somebody else is going to lose out on it? Because after a Kohen, you have to give to a Levi. If we say it's a mekachtos, that Reuven bought the aliyah, but he couldn't buy an aliyah when there's a Kohen, okay, then he's not giving away his aliyah. But if Lamaisa, he is allowed to keep the aliyah, if so, who says he's allowed to go and do such a thing, to go with Mimekayim v'kiddashto? That's the shayla which we have to deal with. Lemaisa, I saw there's a Tshuvas Maramshik who says that since there is a chiyuv on the tzibur to give the first aliyah to the Kohen, if a person buys all the mitzvahs of the day, he also has to give the first aliyah to the Kohen. Why? He says, and even if there's his father or his rabbi there, because a person who buys the aliyahs doesn't have a bigger koyach than the person who sold him the aliyah. And if the person who sold him the aliyah, that means to say the kohol, everybody, the kehillah, sold the aliyahs, they also didn't have a right to sell the first aliyah of Kohen. So if so, whoever bought it wasn't allowed to. So if a person bought all the aliyahs, he can't say, well, I'm going to give the first aliyah to so-and-so and the second aliyah to so-and-so. You couldn't buy the aliyah of Kohen. And lechura even more so, there's to prove that this mekach, which the Reuven bought, is a mekach toras, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kriya Satur, at Simikuf Lamed Hei. If a Kohen came into Shul, after the Yisrael started making Birchas HaTorah, there was no Kohen. Ya Amoid, Rab Yosef, and Rab Shimon, Bim Kohen Kohen. Boch HaTashem, Asher Boch HaBo. The Kohen walks in. The halacha is that the Yisrael continues, it doesn't stop for the Kohen. Why? Because he already started. And what happens if he already started? So there's various opinions why he doesn't stop, either because of Brocha Levatola, or because it's not considered a pegam to the Kohen, because Lemaisa, he wasn't there at the beginning of the Brocha, it's not considered a pegam to the Kohen. As I state in Simekuf Lamed Heisivov. But what happens if the Yisrael, Bim Kohen Kohen, only said Baruchu, didn't say more than Baruchu? That's not considered the beginning. That's not considered. If the Kohen walked in after Baruch Hu before the beginning of the first Brocha, then the Yisrael stands down, the Kohen is Oila, and Yisrael gets an Aliyah later. But the Maaseh, the Kohen gets his Aliyah. If so, in our case, where the Yisrael, Reuven, who bought the first Aliyah, wasn't Oila yet, He just bought the aliyah, and now the Kohen walked in, then for sure, Avada, that we say that the Kohen gets his aliyah, and furthermore so, Lemaisa, if one couldn't sell this aliyah, like we mentioned, then it's not shayach. There's a Tshuvas Ma'arik, and the Santa Minik, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. There was a Minik that they used to sell the first aliyah of Kriyas HaTorah, of Chamisha Chumshe Torah. The first aliyah on Shabbos Bereishis is the first aliyah of Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Not Chosn Bereishis on Simchas Torah. The Kriya of Chosn Bereishis is not the Kriyas Choyva, it's not Choyvas Hayoyim. The Kriyas HaTorah of Chiyuv Choyvas Hayoyim is Shabbos Bereishis. There was a minig, they used to sell it, Letoyvas HaKol, the money came to the Kehila, the first aliyah on Shabbos Bereishis. Either the Koyan, the Kehila were maskim lechvoido shel Torah, that it's going to be sold, whoever is machshev Torah. Says the Maharik, halocha lemaisa, the Kohen has no tainas against that. As they passed the Maharik, zog de chasam soifa nu oi bazoi. We need money for this together. This shul, which shul doesn't need money? Every Shabbat will make us our thing. Zog de chasam soifa, this has to be the haskomas kol hatzibur kuloi. There's no such thing as doing, well now, this week, next week, it has to be a haskoma of everybody and the Kohenim. First aliyah Shabbos Bereishis, geht noch. As they bring down the Mishnah Berurah, and the Maaser Chasam Sofer only says, you can't say this, you can't make such a minhag everywhere, only where everybody's masking to it. If so, in our case, the Maaser, the first two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi, were sold metos. Sure, the Kohen wasn't there. The Kohen walked in. He's not Stam Samet Kohen walked in from somebody else, he's also part of this Kehillah. So if it's a Mekach Toras, and more so the Bi'er Halacha brings down in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, he says all the Chiyuvim of Dine Kadima, who gets the first, who gets an Aliyah, you've got a Bar Mitzvah, you've got a Oifruf, you've got a Yotzeit, what to say the Aliyah is. So he finishes off, says the Bi'er Halacha, Uposhut, the Bemokim Shehaminig Limkoir HaMitzvahs, V'noifel HaMoyes Litzdoke, Be'ele She'eino MeHachiyuvim Rak Mishu Minhoge, there's some people who don't have, there's a minute to give him Aliyah, a person who's Yitzel HaDerech, there's a minute to give him Aliyah, but there's no Chiyuv. You can't cause tzedakah to lose as a result of this. Says the Bi'alocha, Umashma Bacharinim, Da'at Bemokim Shenoagulim Kurkol Aliyas, Veloy Lashgiach Aval Achiyuvim, or Bechosn Beshabbos Kodem Achasne, Onar Bar Mitzvah, you can't push them off. V'nira Li, says the Chofetz Chaim, Sha'af Yoyse Achiyuv, Yes Achiyuvim, all the Chiyuvim, you can't push them off because of you sold Aliyas. If so, in our case, we're talking about the Kohen, you can't push him off because he was sold aliyas. So, Lamaisa Lachura, we're talking here about a Mekartos, the aliyah couldn't be sold, and if the aliyah couldn't be sold, then the Kohen is oil. So let's deal with the second part of the Shaila. What happens, Reuven isn't oil bimkum Kohen, so a Kohen is oil, so the Levi is oil after the Kohen. So Shimon also can't be Oila. So who gets the third and fourth Aliyah on Chol HaMoed? Reuven and Shimon, or Levi and Yehuda? There is a similar Shaila, which Rabbi Kiveige brings down in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Simon Tov Kuf Pe Aleph. There are various Bote Midrashim where you don't have one Baal Turkiya for both days of Rosh Hashanah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, there's one Baal Tekeir, and on the second day, a second Baal Tekeir. What happens, like this year, Rosh Hashanah, Chal B'Shabbos. On the first day, we don't blow the Shofar. Gezeir Hashem, Yavirenu, Dal Adam Es Birshus Saravim. The second day, no. So you've got one Baal Tekeir. Who blows? The first Baal Tekeir says, I am the first Baal Tekeir on Rosh Hashanah. And since I didn't blow the shofar b'yom tov rishon, so I'm blowing in yom tov sheni. So the second Baal Tekeir, I am the Baal Tekeir of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's mine. What's the halacha? Rabbi Kiveige brings down that b'shein tshuves oyer ne'elom. He doesn't say it was state dorten. He brings down a tshuves oyer ne'elom. That the halacha is the first Baal Tekeir of yom tov rishon. He blows and the second one doesn't blow. But he brings down that the Tshuvas Pone Me'ira says that it's dependent on what the Magen Avraham says in Hilchas Sukkos. What does the Magen Avraham say in Hilchas Sukkos? Ki Yodua, many places, don't say Yoytzes Bechlal on Yontif. many places do say Yotzes on Yom Tov. And there are other places who don't only say Yotzes in the morning on Yom Tov, they also say Ma'arovis Beleil Yom Tov. The Mogen Avraham brings a Shaila. What happens Ma'arovis, which one doesn't say Belailo, because by night it's dark. Shemo Yate, you don't say Ma'arovis Belailo. Only when it's not, when it's Yom Tov, not when it's Shabbos. So the Shaila is, what happens if the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, like this year, and you don't say Ma'arovis Beleil Shabbos, Yom Tov Leil Shabbos? So the Mogen Avraham says, one says the Ma'arovis of Yom Tov Rishon on the second night. Says the Mogen Avraham, but in Pozn, which is called in our language Pozn, in Pozn, that was a town, in Pozn, they're not like that. Says the Mogen Avraham, but in Rashi, in Sukkah, Dafnun Hey, it's Mashma, that the second is Nitche, that the first, the person, the Ma'arovis of Yom Tov Rishon, you say Yom Tov Sheni, not like Minhag Pozn. Al Koponim, according to Minhag Pozn, that if Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkah is Chal B'Shabbos, we say on the second night, the Ma'arovis of the second night, then in our case, says the Ponim Ires, the Baal Tekea of the second day blows on the second day. The same as Ma'arovis. Atkan Divrei Rabbi Kiveige. Is Lechura, we have a Machloikes here between two Gedoyle Oilam, which the Rabbi Kiveige brings down. Do we say the person who was Zoicha to Tkia Shoifa beyond Tev Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, he is the Baal Tekea beyond Tev Sheni? Or perhaps we say, Kiven de Itchi Itchi. As they say in English, hard luck. If you didn't get the aliyah the first day, you can't blow the shay for the first day, then finish. Given the yitchi yitchi, it's loshna gemara. And lechura, our case about Kriyas HaTorah is the same thing. Do we say that those Reuven and Shimon who bought the first two aliyahs, they should be oiler for Shlish and Revi? Or Shemano? Perhaps we say that since Lamais and the Kohen walked in, so they can't get the first two aliyahs. So kivin de itchi itchi. So the Levin Yehuda who bought the second two aliyahs, they will get the second two aliyahs. Lechura, it's totally on this machlokes which Rabbi Kiveige brings down. Mitzad sheni, onkim imatcha, it's not in ganzen doime. Why? What the Eure Nehlon, Chubas Eure Nehlon, which Rabbi Kiveige brings down, who paskens that the first Baal Tekea blows on the second day, his meiser. He doesn't, Rabbi Kiveige doesn't say what it says there, but one looks in the Sefer, he brings down a Maaseh Shehoyo. In this Kehillah, there were two Parnesim, two Gaboyim, both Levim. The minig there was that these two Gaboyim both receive an Aliyah on Acharon Shel Pesach. One receives on Shvi Shel Pesach and one Shmini Shel Pesach. Both were Levim. Both were Elef Levi. Which one on Shvi, which one Shmini? Hazokin Shebehem, the older Gabbah, got on Shvi Shel Pesach, and the second one on Shmini Shel Pesach. Everything went al Me Menuchos, this Heskem, until one day, Lo Yaleinu, somebody was Nifter, and his son, Davent in his Kehillah, had Yahrzeit on Shvi Shel Pesach. To their mazel, this person was a Levi. So since he's a Levi, so he says, Yahrzeit Shvi Shel Pesach, Chaim Oyle. No, no one disputed the fact. A Yahrzeit is a Yahrzeit. But the two Gaboyim, the two Parnesim, that's the Chubas and Elam says, the two Parnesim argued. The one who was Oyel on Shvi Shel Pesach says, listen here, I'm the one who's going to get Shmini Shel Pesach. Why? Because the Maisa, I am the first Zoicha to an Aliyah of Levi Be'achorin Shel Pesach. Says the second one, I'm sorry, you got Shvi. And I've got Shmini, and Masloch Gora, that somebody was Nifter, and the Yahrzeit is on Shvi Shel Pesach. Halocha Lamaisa, says the Eure Nehlon, that the person who said that he's got Shvi Shel Pesach, he gets the right to the second. Why? He brings a right from a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Dafnun Hei. We know every single day, we say in the Siddur Shteit Shir Shel Yoyim. Every single day there's a Shir Shel Yoyim. Chol HaMoed, there's a special Shir Shel Yom each day. Shabbos? Kula Alnu, Epligi, Mizme Shel Yom HaShabbos. Oh, what happens if it's Shabbos, then what happens to the Shir Shel Yom, which one was supposed to say on that day of Chol HaMoed? It gets pushed off. It gets pushed off completely, or all the days get pushed off one day. We have 8 days of Yom Tov, including Chol HaMoed. One day must be Shabbos. There's no such thing as one day must be Shabbos. So that day you don't say the Shir Shel Yoim. So what does one do the next day? Let's say the third day is Shabbos. So what do you do on the fourth day? You say the Shir Shel Yoim on the third day. And the fifth day, the Shir Shel Yoim on the fourth day. And the eighth day, the Shir Shel Yoim on the seventh day. And the Shir Shel Yoim on the eighth day, one doesn't say Bechlal. Or Shem Alay. The Gemara has a Shaila, maybe on the third day is Shabbos. So you don't say Shir Shel Yoim, Shel Yoim, Shlishi. But on the fourth day, you say Shir Shel Yoim on the fourth day. So what do you miss out? The Shir Shel Yoim on the third day. A Shaila in the Gemara. That's, and the Gemara, says that the Shir Shel Yoim of Chol HaMoed, the last day is pushed off. The last day, each day gets pushed off 1 day, and the last day one doesn't say at all. Says the Ohr Ne'elam, if so, the Gabi Ba'alei Tekeah the same thing. The first one was Mursik. The first Baal Tekeah was Mursik. He is the Baal Tekeah on the first day, and he says Shechiyonu. The second day, okay. Our minig is yes to say Shechiyonu on the second day, others don't say, this for a don't, but Lamaisa, he was Mursik to say Shechiyonu and blow the Shofar, and therefore if the first day was Shabbos, on the second day, the second Baal Tekeah is Nidche, and the first one blows. That's how the Ohr Ne'elam is Mechiah from the Gemara. I'll go upon him, why does he say that the first one's got this chus? He's got a chazokah. He's got a chazokah to be able to say Shechiyonu. Since Lamaisa, says the Ohr Ne'elam in his story, where there were two gaboim, and there's a Levi who's a zokin, he had Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and the Levi who's not such a zokin, he's got Shmini Shel Pesach, says the Ohr Ne'elam, the Levi, the first Levi on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, he's got a chazokah. Because he always has the first aliyah, the same as we find Shir Shel Yoim Chol HaMoed, and therefore he says the Gabe Baal Tekeah who's muchzik to say Shechiyonu, so he says Shechiyonu, and if it's on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says Shechiyonu. If that's the way the Ohr Ne'elam paskened, lechura in our case, since the aliyahs of Kohen veLevi don't exist because of Mekach Toas, so who are we going to give the aliyah to of Shlishi Revi? We can't say the first two who bought it have got a zchus, because they have no chazoka. What taina do they have? A person's got a chazoka. I have got a zchus to say Shechiyonu. The Shir Shel Yoim says I've got a zchus that today my Shir Shel Yoim will be said. But a person who bought an aliyah, he's got no chazoka. He says I bought something and I've proven to you that there's a mekach tos. According to the Ohr Ne'elam, in our case, the person who bought Koyen, the Uven bought Koyen, and Shimon bought Levi, they've lost out on their alias. They don't get anything. But the Ponemi Iris, who Rabbi Kvege brings down, argues. And he says that apparently from the Gemara in Sukkah, the second one is Nidche, not like Milik Posen, and therefore according to Milik Posen, who says that if you've been pushed off, you've been pushed off, is similarly here also, since you've been pushed off, therefore the first one, then the second one gets the aliyah. But if according to the minig of the oilam, that the minig is that the second one is pushed off, is here also, then the first one gets the aliyah. Says the Shari Tshuva, I don't understand. The Shari Tshuva brings down in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, brings down this ponimiris, and he says, I don't understand the dimyon bichlal. I don't understand the comparison. Why? He says, Beshir Shel Yoim, or Bema'arovis, which one says on Leil Yom Tov, perhaps one can say Chazal were mesakin to say Shir Shel Yoim. Chazal were mesakin to say Ma'arovis Leil Yom Tov. And Chazal knew that every 7 days there's a Shabbos. So when they were mesakin that you say Shir Shel Yoim, they took into consideration what's going to happen if there's a Shabbos. I mean, if there's always a Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal said, in such an instance, if you can't say on the first day, that means 1 day is missed out. So that day you don't say Shir Shel Yoim, and that's pushed off completely. But by two Baalei Tekiah, each one is Zoicha on his day. Each one's got his chus. One can't say Bedova Shebemomoin, I've got his chus in something, since you've been pushed off, you've been pushed off. It's mine. If so, since, the question is, the first Baal Tekiah, with what was his Zoicha, that Lemaisa, it's his chus, of the mitzvah. Elem can we say that perhaps the Kehillah gave the schus to blow the shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to the Baal Tekeah, the second Baal Tekeah, and on the first day only to the first day. And each one has a maila and a chisoron. What's the maila chisoron? The first day says, do you know the Kehillah prefer me over you? you will never be able to blow the shofar midaraisa, because the second day is the Rabbon. And I am going to blow the shofar midaraisa on the first day. I father give the Kehillah prefer me. So if the first day is Shabbos, of course they want me. Because the Horaya, they gave me the choice, they gave me the schus to blow the shofar on the first day. So if the first day is pushed off, I get the second day. Said the Baal Tokev the second day, and Shuldik, Mr. Agutah Chava Meina, but I am more than you. Why? Because the Kehillah knew that every few years Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. And they knew, therefore, that I am going to blow the shofar every single year. And you will blow the shofar every 2 years. But not every year. Because when the Shabbos, you're not going to blow the shofar. You think that the Kehillah want to give you the zechus because you're on the first day, because the Reise gut angenat, angeret. Do you think that's what you think? I'm telling you the truth, that's not the reason. The reason they gave me the first day is because they like me. And they want me to mekayem mitzvah every single year. Good. One can clear a shaila. If one can mekayem a mitzvah the rabbonon every year, or a mitzvah the raise, and some years you miss out because it's Shabbos, a shaila, which one is preferential? Or b'ral koponim, one can see that each one comes with a taina. Don't say that the killer who gave me this, it's, first of all, it's not doimet the Gemara, because the Gemara is talking about such a case where Chazal were Mesaken, and they knew there's going to be a Shabbos. And they said with Marovis, Lechatchila, they knew what's going to be, that one day they're not going to say Marovis. But here, we're talking about Tekiah Shoifa. It's not necessarily, there's always two Baal Tekiah. Many places have one Baal Tekiah. Who decided that it's going to be the first or second day? The Kehillah. So of course, Reuv, the Baal Tekiah, the first day says, the Kehillah prefer me, that's why they gave me the Deraisa. And therefore, if they want to reach any Shabbos, they prefer me, I'm going to blow on the second day. Says the Baal Tekiah Sheini on the second day, for Shabbos. They wanted me because I blow every single year. That's the two tzdodim which we have to deal with. How do we do with these two Baal Tekiah? Lamai said there's another Shvore in Shuvas Beis Sha'orim. He says the Raya of the Gemara in Sukkah is nishta glatte Raya. Why? You can't say that always the last one is Nitre. The reason why the Shir Shel Yom Acharon is pushed off is because it has less Shaiches to Sukkos than all the other Shirim. Similarly, by Ma'arovis, the reason why the last day is Nitre is because the two Ma'arovis, if one looks in the Matzah, we don't say it, and therefore we don't see what's in the Marzah. But if you look in the Marzah, the two Ma'arovias are mamish similar one to the other. Both have a shaykhes to both days. But what? The Ma'arovis of the first day was made a long time before the Ma'arovis of the second day. And it could be that Lechatchila, they said the same Ma'arovis on both nights. Afterwards, there were Mesaken and Ma'arovis, a special one for the second day. And if so, one can understand what the minig was, that the Ma'arovis of the first day has a mile over the Ma'arovis of the second day. And that's why if Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkos is Chal B'Shabbos like this year, therefore one says the Ma'arovis of the first night, because that is the Ike Ma'arovis. Pardon?
The first day is
Shabbos.
No. When you say the second day on the second day,
could
you just say
it's
a
lot. He's talking about Sukkos.
But you see it
Shaykh. It's Shaykh there, yeah. But the
that
can sein. The Morgan Avraham in Hilchas Sukkos, Morgan Avraham in Hilchas Sukkos speaks about Ma'arovis of Sukkos, and he brings the Raya from the Shir Shel Yoim, which that is Nogea to us. Can sein, but Pesach, we do something else because there's a special halacha of Hilchas Sfiras Oim. So there's a special reason there. But where we don't have a special reason why you have to say this Ma'arovis, by Sukkos, that's how the Beis Shor is Masbir. So if so, there's no reason why the people who bought Kohen, the first two who bought Kohen Levi, should say we have our Zchus to Shlishi and Revi, according to the Beis Shorim. Because this whole Ma'arovis, or the Shir Shel Yoim, is Halocha Miuchedes in Shir Shel Yoim Shel Sukkos, or in Ma'arovis, but that's nothing to do with what one bought. Akoponim lemaisa, in our case where the Kohen walked in and there's a chiyuv on the tzibur of a chiyuv mechabdoi ba'aliyah rishoina. Why? Vekidashtoi. If he gets the first aliyah, then the Levi gets the second aliyah. If so, then the people who bought, Reuven and Shimon, who bought the first two aliyahs, don't have a zchus to be oiler for the first two aliyahs, and it's a mekach tois. More so, I was asked, this is a Ma'aseh Shehoyim Bnei Brak, I was asked the Shaila, but they made a neder litzdoke. Do they have to give one to another? I said, it's a neder betos. The neder was, al da'as, they get an aliyah. If they don't get an aliyah, because they have to be mekayem v'kidashtoy, because the chiyuv v'kidashtoy, and the neder is nishna neder betos.
When did they make the neder? When?
No, they made it when they bought. They said, I will pay for this aliyah.
I will.
That's an eder. So therefore, those who bought the first two aliyahs, they lamaisa, the first two aliyahs, they can't. They're neder betos and neder betos. Not was.
It's a neder, it's a purchase price.
It's a purchase, but it's an eder, it's docker. You're not buying. Shreitin shulchanor, simin reish yud, reish mishpot. You can't buy a dovor sheloi bolo oilam. You can't buy a dovor sheim boi mamish. You can't buy an aliyah. It's a neder litzdoke, and tmuras, the neder litzdoke, one is mischayev, the keilah say, I'll give you, but you can't buy what you're buying. I'm buying some abstract thing. Pardon? This is nish poshet, it's a tshuvas ponemiris. The tshuvas ponemiris, you remind me, but I don't want to overstep the time, or with the tshuvas ponemiris, let me just remember exactly the case. The story was, oh, a maisa. I'll just tell you the maisa, nish the... I had this ma'isa and I used the tshuvas ponemiris, not the ponemiris. There was a ma'isa of maftir yoina. Maftir yoina is no cheap business. A maftir yoina is not sold by mincha nor by shacharis. Maybe here, different, that's not the sort. A person bought maftir yoina for $1,000. Very cheap in these prices. Here, but $1,000. Ala ma'isa, there was one person, 100, 200, 500, 900, $1,000. Sure. Somebody bought $1,000. Let me give him a few names. Reuven wanted to pay $900. Shimon said, I want $1,000. Zochole. After Musaf on Yom Kippur, there was a small hafsoka. A small, large hafsoka. Because they davened with nets. So till they had 2 hours, he went home. And Lamaisa, by the time they came to Mincha, for Maftir Yoina, Shimon who bought Maftir Yoina didn't turn up. No, the mice didn't turn up, so what happened? So the Gabbai decided who's going to pay Geulef after Yoina. So he didn't ask questions. And he called Yahamoid Reuven. Because Reuven was prepared to give $900. After Yom Kippur, he came to Reuven and he says, I want $900, which you are Machan Ischaif. So I'm $900. I didn't buy him after Yoina. He says, but you... He says, but you were prepared to buy it. Doctor, I was prepared, but I didn't buy it. You've got problems. Go to Shimon. He bought it. Doctor, but Shimon wasn't toiler. He says, you had epis gebeten. I asked you to call me. Am I say shoyer? The kids, I don't want to go into that. That's a whole other shir. I'll have to come back again in a year's time for another shir. Oh, but am I say, there's a pony meiris. A gewaldig is reif and a gemor erchim. A pony meiris says, do you know what he pays for? Because when they were versteigert the aliyah, when they sold the aliyah, and they said, Zocholoi, mazal tov, as a comet, that he went and paid $1,000. For the comet he paid $1,000. But the person who was oile lamaisa from after Yoina, nobody at the time, when Shimon bought it, nobody said, oh, Reuven paid $900. Nobody said anything about it. If that's the reason he didn't get the covet, okay, everyone, so you said, yeah, moid Reb Reuven. But Lamaisa, the covet is b'shas, the purchase, when everybody hears, what's everybody doing? Everyone listens to how much he's prepared to give more than the other one. That's the covet. So if he's going to miss out on the covet, and if so, the question is, because of the covet, you say a correct svar of the covet, that is a very important as far as the purchase. Al koponim, in our case, since Lamaisa, we've got here the first two aliyahs, Reuven and Shimon, who bought it was a mekach toras, and Lamaisa, they have a taina that they bought the first two aliyahs. Levi and Yehuda bought the two aliyahs after the first two. Is aloch Lamaisa, the first two have a schus. They have a schus to say, we are oile for Shlishin Revi, and Levi knew that can't be oile because of the Kohen Levi. After this was a Maishoya, afterwards I found that Hagon Rav Vosni in Tshuva Shevet Levi, Chelek Ches, in Mechof Hei, has Mamas Hashem Shaila, very Bekitza, and it came to the same Maskona, that Lamaisa, that the first two who were pushed off because the Kohen came in, and therefore Kohen Levi got Aliyah, therefore they get the third and fourth aliyah, and the Levi and Yehuda who bought the third and fourth aliyah, they missed out. Al koponim, what's the limud? Musar Haskel from Azazach, There's a mitzvah, the reise v'kidashtoi, here in Chutz Loretz, you'll have a broch of the Kohenim, davka on Yom Tovim, but the kidashtoi is a mitzvah, a whole year to mekayim v'kidashtoi. One has to look for the gelegenheit, for the opportunity, if there's a Kohen around, give him the aliyah and don't make a mekartos.